Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 23b. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We're even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it's true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection from the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then it is coming those who belong to Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. Because this life is hard. This life is full of aches and pains and frustrations and real tragedies. Most of all, this life ends. Now, the world has its hopes. People hope to be remembered. People hope to make something of the time they have. They hope after that they might go to a better place. But hope in the Bible is quite a different thing. Biblical hope is certainty. It is not a wish that only carries the confidence of the one who is tossing it out. Our hopes are God's promises for the future, given to us now in advance, in which we gain comfort and confidence. Hope is trust put in future tense. We look for, we hope for, we expect the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. But St. Paul begins, what if that were not our hope? In Paul's day, there were already Christians who had lost sight of the resurrection. They were living as if this life were all there was, as if being a Christian were chiefly about success in this life, simple and consistent lifestyles, or alternatively, an escape from the body with all of its hardships for maybe some vague and ethereal better place. Most Christians today, it turns out, believe the very same things. In response to them, some theologians are trying to weave a grand story that begins and ends with creation and doesn't get bogged down with what Jesus has done for us or what we can expect because of it. And they are very much like those who are learning for the first time maybe to say that Christ is king, and yet who are considering his kingdom primarily a matter of this world. Well, Paul says that all such people are at risk of giving up their true hope, at risk of giving up Christianity itself. It is dangerous to live and to speak as if Christ were not raised, as if there is no resurrection of the dead to which we expect to be going. And we Christians do this very thing most of all at funerals. Now, Paul plays out this dangerous line to warn us, to show us what's at stake. If there is no resurrection, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Jesus Christ has not been raised, then the preaching and the faith of Christianity is pointless, worthless, actually worse than that. It's not just no harm, no foul pretending, as some people, of course, think Christianity is. We actually become the most laughable, pitiable of all folks. We are chasing after lies, and we are encouraging others to join in our lies. For what good are we foregoing riches and fame or comforts if not for Christ's name and his truth, which last? For what would we willingly serve others without the hope of a return from them? Now, perhaps those seem like good instincts to promote. Perhaps these are useful socializing myths that Christians believe. But they can't last for very long without the real foundation. The Christian message has no internal coherency if the man, Jesus of Nazareth, did not truly return to life. Its results and the veracity of our comfort all disappear without his resurrection, because we are still in our sins, and we, once dead, are dead forever. Now, Paul tells the truth, actually, when he says, if in Christ you have hope for this life only, you will be living like fools. This is exposed whenever someone's life is quickly or unexpectedly, easily but surely brought to an end. And then you have to wrestle with it. Then you might be optimistic. Then you might be full of fond memories of this person to try and push away the sadness with. Or you might be the tough-as-nails kind of person, very self-directed, moving on. But the fact is that you cannot overcome death. And you can't expect that you will come to the same end. But, in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He is risen from the dead. And in fact, he is but the first fruits of those who fall asleep in him. This fact, this deed, this saving death and resurrection, this is a worthy center for our Christian faith, together with the conclusion that comes from it, that it is true and it is accomplished for us. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Our faith is not in vain. Our hope is far more than just for this life only. We're no longer in our sins, since the one who died bearing them is vindicated. And we then expect the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. We expect that even though we die, we will be raised to a new life just as he is. Just as you cannot deny one without the other, Christ's resurrection or ours at the last day, so you cannot have one without the other. Our resurrection must be every bit as certain as his is. And that really, actually, truly is comforting and confidence inspiring. Therefore, dear Christians, let us live and let us speak not only as if, but fully convicted and convinced that Christ is risen indeed and that we will be raised imperishable at the last day. Especially when someone dies, or when hard tasks are asked of you, or when challenges are presented to your Christian faith, learn to confess in word and deed as we do always in the Creed. I expect the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We stand to sing the Te Deum, hymn 941.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.